Jacksonville. So Lebanon will have first possession of this ball game. Here's Adams with it, gets in the hands of Ware. Ware, top of the key, spins into the lane, puts a shot up along the right side of the lane. It's good. Devon Ware, a guy for Lebanon that started as an underclassman, so we've seen him for several years for Lebanon and watched his skills mature for the Greyhounds. A lot of new faces for Mulberry Grove on the other end, and there's one of their two seniors that were returning starters. Getting things started for them is Connor Hartman, going to pull up and drain the three. And Mulberry Grove with the lead here early, 3-2, 7:14 to go here in this first quarter. Here is Adams with it. He's going to get it to Nodes. Kyle Nodes gets in the hands of Wheeler. Now Wheeler trying to get it to Washington. Has it tipped away, and they got to go in the backcourt to get it. Mulberry Grove was able to tip that one away, but Washington corrals it. Gets it to Adams. Adams for three, top of the key. Rebound tipped around, and Ware almost had it corralled, but he steps on the inline as he's trying to pull that one in. So it is going to be off of out of bounds off of Lebanon. Mulberry Grove with the ball back. 6:43 to go here in this one. Mulberry Grove set for their second possession of the game. They lead by 1-3-2 early here in this one. Here's Hendrick Meyer with it. Picked up in no man's land. Gets Taylor. Taylor looking to drive to the basket. He will have it tipped away and out of bounds off of Ware. So the Aces are going to reset down in the corner at the end of the Greyhounds bench. Epperson will look to get it in. Gets to Hendrick Meyer. Hendrick Meyer for Hartman. Hartman, top of the key, looking to drive, moves to his left, gets Hendrick Meyer for three from the left wing, up and no good. That one just kind of rolled from one side of the rim to the other and off. Rebound for Lebanon. Here comes Ware with it. Ware trying to get down to Wheeler. He can't handle it. Goes off the hands of Taylor, and then Hartman tried to corral it, but can't, and it goes out of bounds off of Mulberry Grove. So Lebanon will have the ball. Lebanon underneath their own basket with it. They get it in. And shot up and no good. But there's Washington. Grabs it. Puts it back up. No good. This time Taylor comes down with a rebound for the Aces. Outlet goes to Hendersmeyer. Hendersmeyer pushing up. Gets it to Hartman. Deep three from the right wing up. And no good. Rattles and doesn't fall. But there's Heston Hendersmeyer in the game. He gets the rebound. Pushes it out. They work it. So Hartman tries to go down low. A little miscommunication there. And the pass goes out of bounds. Turnover Mulberry Grove. And Lebanon will have the ball. 3-2, it is a one-point ball game. Mulberry Grove leads Lebanon with 5:42 to go here in the first quarter. Ware gives it to Washington. A little give and go. Is Ware looking to get it back, but can't handle it. Stolen away by Heron, who's back into the, who is in the game for the Aces. One of the new faces that we're talking about in the starting lineup for the Aces this year. Up and under, the reverse layup for Hartman. Falls off the rim. Looks good. Good look, but can't get it to fall. And now Lebanon on the other side. They find Ware down in the right corner. His three is up and good. Now Mulberry Grove trails Lebanon by 2-5-3. Three from the Vaughn Ware gives Lebanon the two-point lead. And now after a short break, Epperson re-enters the game. And now Taylor's going to be the one to take a quick break on the bench and get a breather for the Aces. Hendrick Meyer, Heron, Epperson, and Hartman on the floor from Mulberry Grove. 5:05 to go first quarter. They get it in to Hagen Hendrick Meyer. He is double-teamed. It rolls out. Heston Hendrick Meyer picks it up, gets to Hartman. Hartman to Heston. Heston gets his hands to Heron. Heron drives the lane. Shot's going to be up and no good as it was blocked, and he is fouled. And he will go to the line for a pair of free throws, and Deion Washington will pick up that foul. That is his first of the game, and that is the first on Lebanon here in the first quarter. So here is Heron at the line. Free throw. Is up and no good. Just a little off to the right with that. Now Landon Cook going to check into the game for the Aces for the first time. He will replace Hagen Hendrick Meyer. Second free throw from Aaron up and no good. A little long with that one. Rebound for Adams. And now got a good release on that one, but he can't connect on the other end with the short layup. And there's Wheeler for the rebound. It's no good, but there's Kyle now, and he's going back up and in. 7-3. The lead is 4-4. 11 and over the Aces. And now the Greyhounds are going to take it away from Mulberry. And then we are going to have a foul committed. As Mulberry Grove just picked up their first foul of the game, and it's going to go against Heston Hendricksmeyer. The Greyhounds will have it underneath their basket. Adams will get it into Washington. He gets back to Mount. His three is well short. Aces tried to travel it inbounds, but it went off of them. So Lebanon keeps the ball underneath their own basket. 4:32 to go first quarter. 7-3. The lead 4 for Lebanon over Mulberry Grove. Washington, that was Adams, gets it into Ware in the lane. As Ware elevating to get that, and then he is going to be fouled. And Heston Hendricksmeyer just picked up his second foul. So we're not even halfway through the first quarter, and Heston Hendricksmeyer going to have to, after he came in as the first reserve off the bench, he's going to have to go back out as he just picked up his second foul. So Hagen Hendricksmeyer will check back in as they go brother for brother on that substitution. Here's Lebanon with the ball as Deion Washington looking to get in the lane. His shot's going to be partially blocked. There's Wheeler grabs it, and then Epperson blocks his shot. It's two block shots by the Aces on that one. Coming away with it is Cook. Cook tries to get it up to Hagen Hendricksmeyer, and he cannot get himself stopped before he heads out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover, Mulberry Grove. And Lebanon will have the ball back, 4:14 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Adams with it, top of the key for 11, and gets it left wing for Washington, down into the left corner to now, gets it back out to Washington. Washington trying to find Alex Okel, who's into the game. Okel goes to push it out to now, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. So Lebanon will have the ball down at the end of the Mulberry Grove bench. And now we'll get it in to Adams. Adams between the circles. Tries to go left side. Stolen away by Hagen Hendricksmeyer. Hendricksmeyer going to go across the lane to Hartman, who's going to lay it up, and it rolls, goes off the backboard, rolls off the rim and out. Rebound for Lebanon now. Here is Ware with it. A little hesitation, top of the key, and then floats one up from just inside the elbow. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out, top of the key to Washington. He goes over the other side of the key to Adams. Picks up the three and good. Ahmad Adams puts Lebanon up by 7, 10-3 as Mulberry Grove trails with 3:18 to go. Here's the right baseline jumper by Kaler, and that one from 12 feet is up and no good. Rebound for Lebanon. Here's where he's going to find Nowd in the right corner. No good. Short with that three. Rebound for Kaler. Kaler going to find Hayden Hendricksmeyer, who got a quick release, and he will take it all the way in. Laser up and good. First bucket of the game for Hayden Hendricksmeyer. Makes it 10-5 as Mulberry Grove cuts the Lebanon lead down to 5. Washington going to find now right side of the lane. He puts it up and wins the foul called, but the whistle does not come. Ball is going to be tipped out of bounds after a tip-around battle there. Goes out of bounds off of Mulberry Grove, so Lebanon with it. Substitution now as Heron going to go out. And Tucker Moss into the game. Shot up and no good by Mulberry Grove. Jace Holloway also into the game. And Holloway going to get a rebound. Tries to push it up. And it's going to be off the mark. A turnover for Mulberry Grove. And now we are going to have a timeout. It is a Mulberry Grove timeout. So Mulberry Grove will take the timeout. And it looks like it is a 30-second timeout. So we'll just go ahead and keep it right here on this 30-second timeout. So far we're seeing several reserves get in for Coach Sam Barber's squad. As he has now went 9 deep so far here in the game. So 9 deep so far for Sam Barber here for the Mulberry Grove Aces in this one. We still have 2:42 remaining, so we are 5:18 into this game. We've seen 9 of the Aces get in. On the other side, we've seen just one sub so far for the Greyhounds. Right now it is Connor Hartman, Hagen Hendricksmeyer, Carson Taylor, Tucker Moss, and Jay Holloway on the floor for Mulberry Grove. Lebanon with the ball. They get it in. Left elbow. Washington kicks it out to Ware. Ware jumps out, takes the three, and good. And that is 8 points already in the game for Devon Ware, as he has 8 of their 13. They lead Mulberry Grove 13-5. Hartman for three, and drains it. Connor Hartman, the big three from down in the right corner. And so far he is, if my memory is correct, he is 2 for 3 from beyond the arc so far tonight. Mulberry trying to take it away there, but Lebanon able to control him. And now they do take it away. Hagen Hendricksmeyer able to corral it, pushes it up to Connor Hartman. Now Hartman for three from the left corner, up and no good with that one. Rolls across the rim, rebound is Lebanon. Now Kyle now racing up with it, going to dribble it off his foot and hit the turnover for the Greyhounds. So Mulberry Grove with the ball back, minute 52 to go first quarter. 13-8, the Aces is trailing by 5. There's Hendricksmeyer with it, guarded closely by Adams, gets across timeline. Now Hendricksmeyer just going to drive all the way in, lays it up and no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Hendricksmeyer going to chase it down himself. He works on the left baseline, spins away from the defender, up over the top, gets it to Heron. He's at center circle, now finds Hendricksmeyer on the left wing. He goes up, free throw line to Kaler. Nice little tip pass there to Heron. Back to Hendricksmeyer for three, deep three from left wing, in and out, just rimmed in and out. Great look there by Hendricksmeyer, and Lebanon comes down with the rebound on that tough left miss. So here are the Greyhounds with it. Washington on the right wing. And as we're seeing from zone now from the Aces. Shot up no good. Rebound for Heron. Pushes up to Hartman, looking to push the tempo now. A little hesitation and able to draw the contact is Hartman. He got to the wing, just a little hesitation. And then kept going towards the baseline. Did its job as he threw the contact. Got the foul called. At the second. On Lebanon here. And that's a second on Deion Washington. So the Aces will get it in to Hartman. Hartman for Heron. Heron behind the back, gets away from the defender, gets the top of the key for Hartman. Hartman pulls up, shot about three, let the defender go by, puts it up, no good, just a little off to the left of that one. Rebound for Moss. Gets it to Hartman. Hartman going to find Hendricksmeyer down left corner. He will drive the baseline. Close one up from 10 feet and hit. 4 points in the game for Hendricksmeyer, and he pulls Mulberry Grove to within 3, 13-10, and now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. Heron's going to call the foul. He tried to tell the official. He was backing up into me. He was the one making the contact. And as he's called for the tough luck foul. And that's pretty much exactly what was happening. Usually I look at the kids and they're like, you're questioning, and this is exactly what you did. But that time he questioned Riley because he wasn't the one making the contact. He was getting bumped and pushed back. And so Lebanon gets the ball back, and they are able to get it in. And they find Devon Ware, who gets to the bucket, puts it up and in. He is in double-digit scoring already with 10 for Lebanon. So Mulberry Grove trails in by 5. They're going to get it. To Layman Cook. He puts up the deep three right wing. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Lebanon comes away with it. Adams has it, and it's tipped away by Heron. But it'll be off of him last, so Lebanon will have the ball back. Mulberry Grove. Has been able so far to force three turnovers on Lebanon in the first quarter. But can't get that fourth on that play. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Devon Ware just has to throw it up. And he hits right before the buzzer as we will end this first quarter with Lebanon leading Mulberry Grove by 7. So 17-10. Mulberry Grove trailing Lebanon after the first quarter of play here in this one. We will take a break and we'll come back. We'll have more basketball action for you here between Mulberry Grove and Lebanon at the FNB Community Bank Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV and streaming live at BainValleyRadio.com.
Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. At Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized MileStar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty with the first 50% of tread free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call them at 618-699-5535.
17-10. Mulberry Grove is trailing Lebanon by 7 after the first quarter play here in this one. Again, these two teams battling for their first win of the season. As Lebanon comes in 0-2, Mulberry Grove comes in at 0-1. Mulberry Grove will have the ball to start this second quarter. It is Lucas Epperson, Hagen Hintersmeyer, Connor Hartman, Tucker Moss, and Jeremy Heron on the floor to start the quarter. Hintersmeyer tied up at half court. He's able to get out and get it to Hartman. Hartman had it tipped away briefly by now. Where Krause jumps up over the defender and gets the pass off to Hintersmeyer. Hagen drives in the lane, tries to float it up, no good. Rebound Lebanon. Washington comes away with it, but he is going to lead Adams way too far on the outlet pass. It's going to be a turnover Lebanon, and the Aces will get the ball back, 7:32 to go in the first half. Moss will get it in to Hintersmeyer. He's bumped by Adams. Goes around the screen from Epperson. Gets it in the hands of Hartman. Hartman at center circle. Steps back. He'll take the step back jumper from the left wing. No good. Hit a couple of big threes at Hartman, and he slightly cooled off a little bit. Aces will need to see him get going again here. Out of bounds off of the Aces. 11 and will have it on the baseline. Adams will get it in the Ware. He goes right back to Adams down the left corner. Three up and no good. Hintersmeyer going to run down the rebound. Pushes the bounce pass up to Hartman. Hartman gets down the lane. Double team spins. Puts the shot up. It's no good. Hintersmeyer somehow comes out of the crowd with the rebound, and then he is going to be double teamed by Naud and by Elijah Hodge, who's into the game for 11 in, and one of them is going to commit the foul. It is going to be Naud. That is his first foul of the game, first foul of the quarter on Lebanon. So the Aces are going to reset. They'll be on the sideline right in front of the Lebanon bench. Epperson trying to get it into Hartman, and it's going to be tipped away. And it's going to be off of Lebanon. So Epperson will move down a little bit, and the Aces will reset. 6:47 to go here in the second quarter. 17-10. Lebanon leading the Aces by 7. Here is Heron with it. Gets to Hintersmeyer. That's Hagen. Center circle goes around the screen from Moss. Hintersmeyer works left baseline. And a lot of contact there by Hodge. And Elijah Hodge just picked up his first foul of the game, second of the quarter on Lebanon. Substitutions now for the Aces. Heron and Epperson going to go out. Heston Hintersmeyer. And Carson Taylor will check back in. And 6:37 to go here in this first half. 17-10. It is a 7-point lead for Lebanon over Mulberry Grove. So the Aces with the ball on the sideline. Taylor going to trigger the inbound pass. And I think he had some little hand fighting and stuff between Hartman and Naud. So they're going to switch up the defense as Lebanon put Ware on Hartman instead. Aces get it into the front court. Hintersmeyer. Excuse me, to the backcourt, from the front court. And Hintersmeyer's going to pull up for three. And Hagen Hintersmeyer with the three from the right wing as he cuts the Mulberry Grove deficit down to 4, 17-13. They trail 6:12 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Ware with it, trying to spin away from Heston Hintersmeyer. Gets it down to Okel. Okel able to put it up and good. And the lead for Lebanon is back up to 6, 19-13. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Mulberry Grove trailing the Greyhounds by six. This is a much improved Greyhounds team. And now Devon Ware going to tip it away from Hagen Hendersmeyer from behind. Goes in the hands of Adams. Adams pushes up to Ware. He'll look to go all the way in with that layup. Misses. Gets the rebound as he's falling back. Tosses it up, and we'll see if they're going to count it. And the basket does count. And Devon Ware will be at the line. Four and one. Devon Ware at the line for the Aces. That foul going against Carson Taylor. That is his first of the game. Free throw up and no good by Ware. Rebound for the Aces. That was just their first team foul of the quarter. Rebound for the Aces. They get it to Hagen Hendersmeyer. Hagen in between the circles with it. Goes up over the top to Taylor. Taylor kicks it out. Long three from the corner for Hartman. Up and no good off the back rim. And rebound for the Greyhounds. And Washington going to push it up to Ware. Now Ware going from the right corner for three, up and good. And that is 17 points of the game already for Devon Ware. As now Mulberry Grove trails the Greyhounds 24-13. Substitution. As Epperson and Heron going to come back into the game, they will replace Moss and Kaler. Aces with the ball. Epperson going to trigger the inbound. Looks like Ahmad Adams going to go out for Lebanon. He is replaced by Kyle Mutton. So Kyle Mutton comes into the game for the first time for the Greyhounds. Hendersmeyer with it for the Aces. 5 minutes to go. Gets through traffic, tips it out to Heron. Heron finds Heston Hendersmeyer. Heston will get it in the hands of Heron. Heron for three from the right corner, up and good. Jeremy Heron gets in the scoring column, I should say, and gets on the scoreboard in the points column. He's cut it down to an 8-point ball game, 24-16, and then we're going to have a foul right after the play on Ahmad Adams. So the Aces now will get the ball right back. See if they can score and make it a 5-0 swing here. They have it on the baseline. Hagen Hendersmeyer with it, goes up over the top to Hartman. Hartman will grab it. Top of the key, jump stop. Guarded closely there by Nowd. Gets in the hands of Heron. Heron picks up his dribble between the circles. He'll find Heston Hendersmeyer all up. Heston driving, tries to get a pass across to Epperson. Epperson has to go after it. Turns around, puts up a quick, ill-advised shot. And no good. Lebanon with the rebound. There's three from the left corner up and no good. Opal is going to tip the rebound out to Nowd, who will get in hands of Ware. Ware now for Nowd. He's down in the left corner for Lebanon. That three is off the mark, well over the bucket. And now on the rebound, we're going to have a foul as Elijah Hodge just wrapped up Jeremy Heron and will be called for his second foul, 14th foul on Lebanon here in the quarter. And now Epperson is going to check out his game. And Taylor going to come back in for the eighth. Mulberry Grove with the ball with 4:04 to go here, second quarter. They trail Lebanon by 8, 24-16. Hagen Hendersmeyer with the ball, goes around the screen from Taylor. Loses off his foot briefly, but gets it to brother Heston. Now Heston looking to drive. We're going to have a blocking foul on Lebanon. That's going to be on Devon Ware. And that is his first of the game. Now, and that is the fifth in the quarter on Lebanon. So Heston Hendersmeyer going to go to the free throw line. Got to love that there, the senior. And Hagen Hendersmeyer talking to the brothers, Heston Hendersmeyer, and pumping him up after he drew that foul and got to the free throw line. First free throw up and no good. They did give that foul to Devon Ware, so again, just his first. Clock stopped at 3:54 here to go in the second quarter. Second free throw upcoming by Heston Hendersmeyer. It is up and no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was off Carson Taylor of the Aces, so Mulberry Grove can't corral that one. Lebanon will get the ball back. 3:50 to go here in this first half. Here is Washington cross timeline with it for the Greyhounds. He gets it left side for Ware. Ware, he's just going to stop and take the three from there. No good. Kayla rips the rebound down for the Aces. Gets it to Hagen Hendersmeyer. Pushes it up to Heron, who got a big release for the Aces. And he's able to lay it up and good. And that's 5 points in the quarter for Heron. 24-18. The Aces cut it down to just a six-point lead for Lebanon. And now we are going to have a whistle and a timeout. And it is just another quick timeout. So just a 30-second timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here in this one. So as I said, a lot of new faces as Hagen Hendersmeyer, Connor Hartman, the only returning starters for Mulberry Grove. So we're seeing a lot of new faces out here as far as starters. Jeremy Heron, Lucas Epperson, Carson Taylor, all three new starters for the Aces. And then we're seeing more play out of Tucker Moss. We saw him a little bit last year, but seeing him a lot more. We're seeing the sophomore Hendersmeyer out there with a lot of time. So these younger guys stepping up here for Mulberry Grove. As again, it's going to be a quick learning curve for them. Say younger guys, but Tucker Moss is a senior. But when you see Kaler, who's a sophomore, stepping up, Epperson is a senior coming in, and he's done a great job playing. Heron's a sophomore that's stepping up. Hendersmeyer, Heston, that is a sophomore. Lane and Cook came into the game as a freshman. So you're going to see some of these younger guys having to step up for the Aces. As again, they have a very new look this year after losing several players from last year. Shot up and no good by 11 and rebound for Washington. Kicks it out to Adams in the left corner. Hits it up, no good. Ware comes streaking into the lane, grabs the rebound, puts it up, no good. This time the Aces are going to grab it. That's Carson Taylor. He gets the outlet pass to Heron. Heron going to get it off to Hagen. Hagen Hendersmeyer now to Heron, and Heron's going to be pushed from behind. And I believe that was Deion Washington. And it was Deion Washington. And that is going to be his third foul. If Deion Washington picks up his third foul, we still have 2:58 remaining in the second quarter, so it looks like Kyle Munton is at the board. Munton at the scorer's table, set to check in. He does check in for Washington. Heron is at the line for two free throws. That was the 16th foul on Lebanon here in the quarter. His first one is up and no good, but he does have another one upcoming. Second one on the way from Jeremy Heron. Free throw is up and no good. Alex Okel is going to grab the rebound for Lebanon. Okel gets the outlet pass to Ware, who will bring it up across the timeline. He gets in the hands of Adams. Adams for Okel. Okel for Adams. Adams. Now to Washington. He'll get down to Nowd, who's in the left corner. Tries to drive baseline. He's going to be fouled. And that's going to be on Mulberry Grove. That'll be just their second team foul of the quarter. I believe this is going to be Tucker Moss picking up his first foul. And they do give it to Tucker Moss. So looks like it might have been on the floor, but they are going to say it did not come on the floor. It actually was on the shot. So here is Kyle Nowd at the line. 4-2 free throw. First one is up, and it is good. Second free throw on the way. It is up and no good. This one was short with it, but Ware's going to run down the rebound. They get it to now. Now for three, up and good. 28-18, lead now 10 for Lebanon over Mulberry Grove. Jeremy Harriman sat down long enough to grab a couple of drinks. Now he's right back at the scores table looking to go back in for the Aces. Shot up and no good, and now Lebanon comes away with it. Long outlet pass. They push it up to Ware. Ware can't score underneath, and Hagen Hendersmeyer going to come away with the rebound. He looks to push the tempo, gets it out. Left side, left wing for Hartman. Hartman drives left baseline, goes to put the shot up. It's no good. He will draw the contact and the foul. Connor Hartman now to the line for two. Going to be the 17th foul on Lebanon here in the quarter. And that's going to be on Alex Okel. That is his first. So here is the senior Connor Hartman at the free throw line for the first time this evening. His free throw is up and no good. A little off the mark with that one. Carson Kaler going to check out for Memory Grove. So it is Heron, Hendricksmeyer, Hagen, that is Epperson, Moss, Hartman on the floor for the Aces. Second free throw is up and good by Hartman. He makes 1-2 and makes it 28-19. The Aces trail the Greyhounds by 9. Minute 48 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Devon Ware with it back at center circle. Ware looking to pull the Aces defense out. Gets it right wing to Adams. Adams pushes it in the lane to Wheeler. Wheeler spins, puts the shot up and good. That is his first basket of the game. That'll make it 30-19 as Lebanon leads them over to grow by 11 now. Minute 23 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Hagen Hendricksmeyer with it. Gets a little room, drive, looks to drive, instead kicks it out to Hartman. Hartman now drives to the free throw line, kicks it out. Heron, left wing for three, up and no good. A little strong with that one, rebound tipped around. And it is going to be Munson coming away with it. But as he goes to push the outlet pass up, it's going to be stolen away by Hagen Hendricksmeyer. And then he is going to be fouled. And Hagen Hendricksmeyer going to be fouled by Ahmad Adams and gets himself to the free throw line. This will be Hagen's first trip to the line this evening. Clock stops with 1:03 to go here in this first half. Again, the Aces trailing Lebanon by 11, 30-19. First free throw on the way from Hagen. And it is up and no good. Here's Heston Hendricksmeyer now looking to come into the game. He is going to replace Tucker Moss. Carson Kaler checks out as well, and Heron comes back in. Connor Hartman, Jeremy Heron, Hagen Hendricksmeyer, Heston Hendricksmeyer, Lucas Epperson on the floor for the Aces. Second free throw by Hagen Hendricksmeyer, up and good. That's going to make it 30-20. The Aces now trail 11 and by 10 with 1 minute to go, second quarter. Kyle now with it. Loses it. Tips back to him, puts up the three from left corner, no good. Caden Wheeler with the rebound, fights through, puts up a shot, no good. This rebound going to come to Mutton, kicks down to Nowd. Nowd for Ware. Ware back between the circles, gets it to Hodge. Hodge looking to drive, puts up the mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound for Wheeler. Wheeler fights underneath, puts it up, no good. Rebound's going to be kicked around, and we're going to have a race for it. Heron comes away with it, tries to get it to Epperson, and it's a little off the mark, but there's Connor Hartman to grab it away. Hartman gets to the left side for Heron. Heron for Hendricksmeyer. That was Hagen with it. Shot up, no good. Epperson tried to tip it back up and good, but it was no good. Or tried to tip it back up and in, but it was no good. Lebanon comes away with a rebound. Here's Ware. 6 seconds to go. Gets to Hodge. Hodge, mid-range jumper with a few seconds to go. Clock stops at 2.8. We're going to have a foul called on the Aces. On that shot, that was the third foul of the quarter. That is also Heston Hendricksmeyer, third foul of the game. So here is Elijah Hodge at the free throw line. This free throw is up and it is no good. You will have another one coming. Give me 2.8 seconds on the clock here in the second quarter. Second free throw from Hodge, up and no good. Rebound tipped around. Epperson hands off, gets it to Hendricksmeyer. Hendricksmeyer, three-quarter court shot is no good. Off to the right with that one. So we will end this first half with Mulberry Grove trailing Lebanon by 10, 30-20. We will take a break and come back. We'll have your halftime scoring statistics for you here in this one from the F&B Community Bank Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV, again streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash and fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. have their pet wash where you can keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft touch car wash and self-service bay. That's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash. Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com. Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Are you looking to build a new home in 2025? If so, come check out Pine Ridge Homes in Vandalia. We are a local Southern Illinois builder with homes currently under construction in 7 different counties. We offer the newest designs and trends and customized plans to meet your personal tastes. We offer ground-up construction from our one-stop shop showrooms, handling all aspects of your construction through our project management team. For the most home, highest quality, and best value in Southern Illinois, come see Pine Ridge Homes for your new home build. You can also find us on Facebook.
Husick Motors in Vandalia would like to encourage everyone to shop local throughout this year. Shopping locally has many benefits, including economic, environmental, and social benefits. Shopping local creates more jobs than shopping at chain stores or online. For every $100 spent at local businesses, 68 of those dollars stay in the local community. This message for shopping local brought to you by Husick Motors on Sunset Drive in Vandalia. Visit them online at husicks.com.
Are you ready for old man winter to show up? Don't be left reaching for extra blankets when the weather gets cold. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today to get that heating system primed and ready. If your old system is worn out, Stumbaugh's can set you up with a new high-efficiency system that can save you money on your energy bills. Remember, Stumbaugh's have been around for more than 104 years and can service any make or model. Stumbaugh's also carry a complete line of air filtration and indoor air quality products to eliminate problems with allergies and dust. And don't forget that whole house humidifier to take care of those dry sinuses and annoying static electricity problems. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today at 283-0142 or stop by 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Check them out on the web at stumbaugh.com. Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning is your local factory authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel and Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
Hi, this is Lacey Glenn with Durbin's Overhead Door. If you are looking for a quality business and Vandalia's only local garage door company, look no further than us. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer many services, including new installation of garage doors for both residential and commercial. We also do repairs, spring replacements, and opener service. We are open Monday through Friday with Saturday emergency service available. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer the best products including Amar, Delden, Haas, and TrackRite doors, and we are a LiftMaster dealer. You can give us a call at 618-283-4863. That's 618-283-4863. You can also visit our website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com. For all your garage door needs, choose Durbin's Overhead Door.
Mulberry Grove trails 11x10 here at halftime. taking a look at our scoring statistics here at halftime. First off, for Lebanon, they have just one player in double-digit scoring, as Devon Ware with 17 points in that first half. He had 12 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. 6 points for Kyle Now, 3 points for Ahmad Adams, and then Caden Wheeler and Alex Okel with 2 points each for Lebanon. On the other side for Mulberry Grove, just three players getting into the scoring column so far. Leading the way, Hagen Hennersmeyer with 8 points, 7 points for Connor Hartman, 6 of those coming on a pair of threes in the first quarter, and then 5 points for Jeremy Heron. As, again, 10 points the deficit for Mulberry Grove here at halftime as they trail 11-30-20. So taking a look at our earlier games here this evening. In the first game of the night, St. Elmo Brownstown falling to Father McGivney in that one, 55-31. And then our game right before this, Ramsey fell to Mount Olive, 69-47. So with Father McGivney's win over St. Elmo Brownstown, that gave Father McGivney first place in the pool, as that was their third and final pool play game, and everybody else has lost one game. So Father McGivney punched its ticket to the championship game on Saturday night. Still a lot to be figured out on Friday, as right now in that pool, St. Elmo Brownstown stands at 1-1. And right now, Mulberry Grove is 0-1. Lebanon is 0-2. So we'll have to wait until Friday to see how that will shake out for the rest of the standings in the Pool A standings. For Pool B, Mount Olive at 1-1, South Central at 1-1, Maryville Christian is at 2-0, and Ramsey is at 0-2. So all of those teams will be in action on Friday night, as well as we'll have to wait and see there who will come out of that pool. Maryville Christian with a win would go 3-0 and get them a return trip to the championship, where last year it was Maryville Christian, Father McGivney in the championship game at that one. So Maryville Christian with a win could get themselves into that rematch. So we'll see what happens with their game on Friday night. And then both South Central and Mount Olive at 1-1, and they will be playing each other Friday. So one of those teams will come out as the second-place team in the standings and pool standings at 2-1, while the other one will go 1-2. And then for Ramsey, they are 0-2 right now, and they are going to battle to try and get their first win of the season. So still a lot to be shaken out here as far as the final pool play standings coming up on Friday night with three more games. We will not have the broadcast of any of those games Friday evening. We will, however, have the broadcast of the Vandalia Vandals game at the Cumberland Tournament. They are the number 7 seed, and they will be taking on the number 3 Marshall Lions. So we will have the broadcast of that game coming up for you early Friday evening from the Cumberland Thanksgiving Tournament. Still a lot of tournaments going on. Make sure you check out i70sports.com for all of your area high school sports action. Again, covering Mulberry Grove, Ramsey, Vandalia, St. Elmo, Brownstown, Cadenary Feature City, South Central, Altamont, and Dietrich. So we have got our basketball tournament headquarters page up on the website. If you just go to i70sports.com, click Winter Sports, the very top option from that pull-down menu is our Winter Basketball Tournament Headquarters. So you can go check that out and keep track of all the schedules and results from these tournaments. And as we are finding out all tournament teams as well, we'll get that put up on there whenever we're giving that information for the various tournaments as well. Of course, you can go check out that same spot. If you go to i70sports.com, click on Winter Sports at the top of your page or on the pull-down menu on your mobile phone. Under Winter Sports, we do have the various team pages. So make sure you bookmark your favorite team, you know, whether it be Mulberry Grove or Ramsey or Vandalia or St. Elmo Brownstown, Cowden, Beach City, South Central, Altamont, or Dietrich. We have team pages up there for each of our Winter Sports teams. We still have a couple more to get up there, but most of them are up there. And they've got the schedules on there. We'll put pictures up of the teams as we get them taken and everything. We'll put those up there as well, and we'll be hoping to get rosters up there soon as well. So make sure you go to i70sports.com again for your area high school sports news. Of course, all of our games here that we do broadcast this season, anytime you hear saying that we're going to be broadcasting the game on 107.1 FM, WKRV, or any that we may end up doing on WPMB, remember, those will also always be streaming at VandaliaRadio.com, and they will also always be streaming at Vandalia Radio on the Vandalia Radio app. It is a free app you can get for your mobile devices. Again, that is all under the I-70 Media umbrella. So we are ready to go here, and we are underway with this second half in this one, as, again, Mulberry Grove with some work to do as they trail 30-20 to the Lebanon Greyhounds, who have the ball to start this third quarter. Adams with it, gets to Nowd. Nowd for Washington. Again, Washington going to start this half with those three fouls. Gets to the basket. His shot up and no good. Rebound by Wheeler. Puts it back up, no good. Rebound this time for Mulberry Grove. Taylor pulls that down, gets the outlet to Hagen Hindersmeyer. Now he's playing without that face mask. So he came back out from the locker room with no face mask. Set to go. So I'm guessing maybe the nose isn't broken if he was able to pull that off. So that's good to see. That means it was nothing serious. Gets it in the hands of Hartman. Hartman for Heron. Heron now for Hagen Hindersmeyer. And he drives, puts it up from the baseline, no good. Gets it on rebound, spins, puts the shot back up, no good. But there's Epperson for the rebound, puts it up, no good. A little too soft with it. Hindersmeyer with the rebound. Top of the key for Heron. Heron for no good off the rim. And chasing it down is Adams from Lebanon. It's going to go off of him. And it was also Hindersmeyer giving chase for the Aces, but it's off of Lebanon. And so the Aces will have the ball down in the corner, and we're going to go ahead and have a timeout. So we're going to have a timeout here by Lebanon. And it's just going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here because it looks like Coach Bennett not happy with what he's seen early here from his team. Minute 14 into this quarter. It remains a two-point ball game as neither team has been able to score as of yet. Again, Lebanon comes in. They are 0-2 here, so they're looking for their first win. And then again on the other side, Mulberry Grove is 0-1, looking for their first win. Long pass by Epperson. Goes into the front court and well over the head of Hartman, and it's going to be Ware chasing it down for Lebanon and puts it up and good. And the Aces now trail by 12. Hartman with it for Mulberry Grove. The worst center circle goes around the screen, and it is going to be a foul on Epperson, and one of those things. Again, kids a lot, you know, what did I do? Well, just that simple movement, the referees are watching for that. He went to set the screen, and as the defender came on, he just moved his body a little bit, leaned into it, and the referee standing right there immediately with the whistle. So Lebanon gets the ball back. 6:12 to go here. They're working around. Now with it on the right side. Gets in the hands of Washington. Washington looking to drive, splits the defenders, but then falls down. Ball goes out of bounds, and Mulberry Grove will have it back. 5:58 to go. Coach Bennett now, the one with his arms raised, asking where's the foul. But no whistle on the play. Mulberry Grove with the ball back. Full court pressure from the Greyhound. Get in the Hartman. Hartman will hand it off to Heron now, who will bring it across the center timeline. Heron hands it off to Hagen Hindersmeyer. Hagen looks to drive, gets to the basket, lays it up and good. 10 points now for Hagen Hindersmeyer. Sets it back down to a 10-point ball game. 32-22. Mulberry Grove trails Lebanon by 10. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here is Adams. Top of the key goes left side for Washington. Washington now for Ware between the circles. Ware gets back left side. Down left corner is now. He's going to pull it out from the corner. Gets around almost to the top of the keys between the circles. Now with it goes left side to Ware. Ware had it tipped away by Hindersmeyer. Has to chase it down. Ware now looking to drive. Tries to get around the defenders. Tried to get a pass across the lane. Almost rolled out of bounds, but now there to save it. Now he gets it in the hands of Washington. Washington for now. Down in the corner, puts up a three short without it one. Rebound by Hartman. Hartman looking to push the tempo a little bit. Hartman looking to drive all the way in. Reverse play. Almost glass and good. Nice job there. Nice body control by Connor Hartman as he switched up in the air, got the reverse layup for the Aces. And cuts down to an 8-point ball game, 32-24. Now with the three up and no good for Lebanon. Hindersmeyer going to come down with the rebound. He's in between the circle, center circle now. We're still left side. Hagen with it still. Let's go around the screen from Epperson. Gets the hands of Hartman. Hartman, he's going to pull up in between the top of the key and the free throw line. That jumper just a little off the mark with it. No good. Lebanon going to come down with the rebound. Now gets it in the hands of Ware. Ware's on the right wing. Gets the node, or excuse me, now in between the circles. Over to Washington, and the Aces left him a lot of space, and Washington just pulls up for three and hits. 35-24. The Aces trail again by double digits. They're down by 11. 3:40 to go third quarter. Hendricks Meyer with it. And between the circles. He works against Adams. Goes around the screen from Epperson. Epperson now flips to Hartman. Thought about a three. Now looking to drive. Jump stop. Same place he just took the previous shot. Off a little bit to the right with it. Rebound, though, for Epperson. Gets to Hendricks Meyer. He drives in, lays it up inside. Now Hagen Hendersmeyer going to tip the ball away, but Lebanon is able to crowd it on the inbound pass. So almost a turnover. Now the Greyhounds keep the ball. Now gets it in the hands of Washington, looking to drive against Kaler. Puts it up, shot no good. Kaler going to pull down the rebound, and then it's going to be tipped out of bounds from behind by Washington. So the Aces are going to have the ball. Heston Hendersmeyer going to come back into the game. He will replace Connor Hartman. Tucker Moss going to come back in as well. He will replace Carson Kaler. .259 to go here in this third quarter. It is Mulberry Grove with the ball. This is Heston Hendricks-Meyer. Gets in the hands of Hagen. Hagen, free throw line. He's going to float it up and hit. Hagen Hendricks-Meyer just taking things over for the Aces here in this third quarter. And now Hagen tipping the ball out of bounds there as he came flying up into the passing lane. Tipped that ball into the stands, did he? And so Levin is going to have to reset on the sideline. Jeremy Heron comes out as Hartman checks back in after a quick breather. So Levin will have the ball just under 2.5 minutes to go here, third quarter. Shot up and no good by Washington. Rebound for Epperson. He tried to get the outlet pass out to Heston Hendersmeyer, though. And it's stolen away by Lebanon. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul. It is going to be on the Aces. That is their second team foul of the quarter. Goes against Lucas Epperson. That is his second foul of the game. Now Ware gets it left corner, puts up a three. No good. Hartman with the rebound. Hartman's looking to run. Passes it up to Hendersmeyer. Hendersmeyer lays it up and good. Hendersmeyer got a nice release, and Hartman with the speed there able to get away from the crowd, pushes up to Hendricks-Meyer, who lays it up and good. So the two seniors seeing each other on the floor very well, and now it is a 5-point ball game. So Mulberry Grove, at 1 point, trailing by 12 here in the quarter, has cut that down to just a 5-point deficit. They trail 35-30, minute 58 to go here, third quarter. Substitution for the Aces, Carson Kaler going to come back into the game. He will replace Epperson. Lebanon with the ball underneath their basket. They get it in over the top to Ware. Ware looking to drive in, floats it up, hits and is fouled. And one opportunity coming up here for Ware. Foul is going to go against Carson Kaler. That is his second of the game, third team foul. Mulberry Grove here in the quarter. Substitution now is 34. Tierra Bradford checks into the game for the first time. He will replace. Well, him and Jeremy Heron both in the game, they replace Tucker Moss and Heston Hendricks-Meyer. Free throw is up and good. It's back to an 8-point ball game after the 3-point play by Devon Ware. 38-30, Mulberry Grove trails by 8, a minute 36 to go. Hagen Hendricks-Meyer to Heron underneath, puts the shot up, no good, rebound tipped around, it's going to be pulled down by Washington. He's looking to run, go coast to coast, lays it up and no good off the glass, rebound pulled down by Bradford. Bradford double team, flips it up over the top to Hartman. Hartman, now a lot of contact there, loses it, but there's Bradford. Jump stop, free throw line, puts up the shot, no good off the glass, rebound for Lebanon. Greyhounds with it, center circle. Now Connor Hartman going to get the reach-in foul as he hit the arm of Deion Washington as he tried to spin away from Hartman. That is just Connor's first foul of the game. That is 14 fouls on Mulberry Grove here in the third quarter. Substitution is Epson comes back in and will replace Bradford. 107 to go, third quarter. Again, it is an 8-point ball game, 38-30. Minute to go now, third quarter. And Lebanon going to lose the ball. Hagen Hendersmeyer comes away with it, pushes up to Hartman. Hartman lays it up and good. Now Connor Hartman has himself in double-digit scoring. That is his 10th and 11 points, I should say. So now Hendersmeyer and Hartman both in double digits. 38-32, they've cut it down to a 6-point Lebanon lead. Washington jumps off to the block, tries to work around Heron, puts it up over the trees. It's no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around. And coming down with it is now. He gets it to Ockel. Ockel shot up, no good. And then on the rebound, we're going to have a whistle and a foul. And Hagen Hendersmeyer's grabbing his head over on the wing. If he took an elbow or something or hit his head on the floor in the scrum that was over there, he's a little shaken up. He's grabbing the back of that head. And on the whistle and the foul, that was on Heston Hendricksmeyer. That is his fourth foul. That is five team fouls in the quarter on Mulberry Grove. And now we are going to have a timeout. So Mulberry Grove is going to take a timeout. And it is going to be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one as well here on WKRV.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamp concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. At 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
Now, after the full timeout by Mulberry Grove, and back to the free throw line goes Alex Ockel to shoot his two free throws after, again, as I said, Heston Hendricksmeyer to pick up his fourth foul of the game. That was the 15th foul on the eighth of the quarter. So Alex Ockel at the line for two for Lebanon. And the ace is trailing by 6, 38-32 with 27.5 seconds to go here, third quarter. Free throw up and no good by Ockel. A little bit off to the right with that one. And have a quick pause here. Well, the officials get a Lebanon player to get his shirt tucked in. Now second free throw on the way by Ockel, up and no good. So he will miss both. Rebound for Hendricksmeyer. Here comes Hagen with it. Gets it over to Hartman. Hartman thought about a three and said gets it back to Hagen Hendricksmeyer. 20 seconds to go. And now Hendricksmeyer going to be fouled by Elijah Hodge. That's going to be his third foul. That is just the first foul on Lebanon here in the quarter. So Mulberry Grove will reset. They'll have the ball in front of their own bench. Hartman will get it into Hendricksmeyer, who will give it back to Hartman. 12 seconds to go. Hartman works against now. Hartman back to Hendricksmeyer. 8 seconds. Hendricksmeyer between the circles. 6 seconds. Gets it to Hartman. He's down in the left corner for three. No good. Rebound, though, for Lebanon. And they get it now, but now can't do anything with it before the buzzer sounds, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. So Mulberry Grove able to cut down the Lebanon lead. They trail by 10 at half, and now they trail by just 6 at the end of the third. It is 38-32, Lebanon ahead. Take a break, come back with the fourth quarter for you here on WKRV.
Bank of Hillsborough is now Constitution Bank. I'm Carly Forson, Vandalia Branch Manager. While our name has changed, we're still your community bank, just like we've been since 1869. still locally owned, still headquartered in Hillsboro, and still right here with the same team, the same values, and the same commitment to helping you grow. From your first account to your next big step, we're with you all the way. Constitution Bank, here for you, here for good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to tackle those flooring projects or remodels, but not sure where to start? Looking for a personalized experience with more customer service than you receive at the big box stores? At Lock Flooring Innovations, you can count on having the right professionals by your side from start to finish. Choose from a wide selection of Mohawk carpets, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic and porcelain tile. They customize showers, backsplashes, kitchen, and bathroom countertops, and offer stone for your interior and exterior. With so many options to choose from, Lock Flooring Innovations offers high-quality products to fit any budget. Stop by the showroom or call 618-322-3863. Lock Flooring Innovations, off Exit 61 in Vandalia.
Mulberry Grove with the ball to start the quarter. Lebanon will take it away and make it to the other end. And we have a lot of contact down there, as there is a scrum along the baseline for the ball. We have a whistle and a foul. And it looks like Ahmad Adams just picked up his third foul of the game. That is Lebanon's first foul here in the fourth quarter. So the Aces with the ball back. 7:32 to go here in this ball game. They trail Lebanon by 6, 38-32. Hartman with it. Gets it over, left corner to Heron. Heron looking to drive baseline, pulls up mid-range, jumper up, no good. Rebound going to be tipped around, and Epperson tipping it off of Nowd and out of bounds. So the Aces will have the ball on the sideline. So 7:18 now. For the Aces, they trail by 6 again. And the winner of this game will pick up their first win of the season and first win of the tournament. Hennersmeyer with it, gets it to Hartman, and now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. That'll be the second team foul on Lebanon here in the fourth quarter, and that is going to go against Kyle now. That is his second of the game. So Mulberry Grove going to reset. Reset on the baseline. Hagen Hennersmeyer will trigger the inbound play. He gets it up over the top to Heron. Heron, center circle. He works towards his right. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it to center circle to Hagen Hennersmeyer. Hagen directing traffic a little bit. Calls for the screen. Carson Kayla sets the screen. Hennersmeyer gets around it. Flips the finger. Shot up and no good. Rebound Lebanon. Here's Ware with it. Ware gets it up to Now. Now going to find Washington in the lane, who lays it up and good. It's 25 to go in this ball game. And now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. Looks like we're going the other way. I believe they're going to call an illegal screen on Epperson, and that is exactly what it is. Lucas Epperson picks up his third foul. That is the first foul on Mulberry Grove here in the quarter. So Levin with the ball back. Washington hands it off to Nowd. Nowd for Ware. Ware gets down to Adams. He's in the left corner. Back out to Ware. Ware. Long skip pass over to Nowd in the right corner. Gets it back to Ware. He is at the volleyball line. Works center circle. Now gets across the line. Gets across the volleyball line to Adams. Adams will hand it off to Washington. Washington looking to drive and tries to get up over Kaler and Epperson. Instead passes it off to Wheeler. Wheeler goes up for the shot, and he is going to be fouled. Caden Wheeler will go to the line for two free throws, as Mulberry Grove will pick up their second foul of the quarter. That is going to be the third on Carson Taylor. First free throw up and no good. A little too hard. He goes off the back iron. Wheeler has another one coming. Here's Heston Hennersmeyer. Tucker Moss back in the game for the Aces. Heron and Kaler will take seat. Second free throw on the way from Wheeler is up and no good. A little strong off the back iron again. Rebound's going to be tipped in the hands of the ace, Epperson. He hands it off to Hennersmeyer. That is Hagen with it. Hagen works across the top of the arc. Picks up his dribble now. Hands it off to Hartman. Hartman has it center circle. 5:27 to go in the game. Hartman now a little bit of room. Jump stops along the baseline. Gets it over to Heston. Heston drives in the lane. Kicks it off to Moss. Moss is shot up and no good. Epperson tries to tip it back up in. No good. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to go right into the hands of Devon Ware. And now down in the corner. 11-inch shot is going to be up and no good. And Mulberry Grove comes away with it. There's Hartman with it. Hartman, the three from the left wing up and no good. Rebound's going to be grabbed by Washington. Lebanon heads the other way. Washington looking to go coast to coast. Flips it up as he is fading away. It's no good. And then with the rebound, puts it back up and in. Does Devon Ware. And he will have another and one opportunity as the shot will count. And Ware will go to the line for one, and that is going to be the second foul of the game on Tucker Moss. Hagen Hennersmeyer, Lucas Epperson, and Tucker Moss all going to take a breather now on the bench as Landon Cook will re-enter the game, as does Heston Hennersmeyer. So it is Hartman, Taylor, Aaron, Heston Hennersmeyer, and Cook on the floor for the Aces. Devon Ware is at the free throw line, 4-1. Shot up, no good, a little off to the right. Rebound for Heron. 42-32 as the Aces trail by 10, 4:35 to go here in this ballgame. Hartman gets to Heston Hennersmeyer. Heston up over the top, tries to go to Heron. Can't grab it, but there is Taylor, picks it up, gets to Cook. Cook drives right baseline, tries to float one up. It's going to be hit out of bounds, though, by Ware. And so Mulberry Grove going to reset on their baseline. 4:22 to go here in the ballgame. Aces trail by 10, 42-32 with 4:22 to go. Hartman going to trigger the inbound. Gets him in over the top to Heston Hennersmeyer. Heston gets to Heron. Heron looking to drive. Gets in the lane. Puts it up, and it's good. Bounced on the back of the iron and then drops through for Heron. He's got 7 in the game. 7 points for Heron. That cuts down to an 8-point ball game. 42-34. Aces trail with 4 minutes to go here in the game. Now here's Adams for the free throw line. Jumper up and no good. Rebound by Ockel. Puts up no good. This time the Aces come down with it. Taylor gets the outlet pass to Heron. Contact made there. No foul called. Heron gets it over to Hartman. Hartman looking to drive now, and he lays it up, and it's no good, but they're going to call the foul on the floor. And that will be the third foul of the quarter on Lebanon. And that's going to go against Kyle now. That is his third. So the Aces are going to reset underneath their basket with 3:45 to go. Hartman will look to get it in. He does get it in to Heron. Heron now to the right elbow. Taylor hands it off to Hartman for three and good. Connor Hartman with the three from the right wing. He hit two big ones early in the first quarter, and then he got a little icy there from the second to the third quarter from three, but he finally got another one from beyond the arc there, cut it down to a 6-point ball game, but Mulberry Grove, Lebanon responds on the other end with a bucket to make it an 8-point game again. Shot up and no good. Taylor for the rebound, though, gets to Hartman. Hartman gets it out to Heron. Heron, now pass, unfortunately, goes at the feet of Hagen Heron-Smeyer, but he corrals it, gets it to Heston. Heston across the lane to Taylor. He can't corral it. It's going to go out of bounds and be a turnover on Mulberry Grove. And now we are going to have a timeout. So we are going to have a timeout. It is going to be a full timeout. So full timeout, but we're just going to go ahead and keep it right here. 45-37, Mulberry Grove trails Lebanon by 8. And as we said, whichever team comes out of this, they will be getting their first win of the season, their first win of pool play. And again, in their pool, how it stands right now is they are 0-1, are the host Mulberry Grove Aces. Lebanon is 0-2. St. Elmo Brownstown is 1-1. And Father McGivney is 3-0. So Father Forgive Me has already won the pool, and they've punched their ticket to the championship game for this one. Lebanon, this is their final pool play game. If they would win a game and go to 1-2, then it'd be interesting to see how things would shake out as Mulberry Grove at 0-2 would play Lebanon 1-1. Mulberry Grove upset Phantom Routhtown last year. And if they could do that again and kind of throw a monkey wrench into things and have three teams at 1-2, we'd have to see how things would shake out there as it kind of produced a lot of different things last year. So there could be some shakeups happening there. We'll have to wait and see what happens on Friday night. As far as the second pool B play, Maryville Christian is at 2-0, South Central's at 1-1, Mount Olive's at 1-1, and Ramsey's at 0-2. So still a lot of things to be determined for their pool, as well as all four of those teams in pool B will be in action on Friday night here at the F&B Community Bank Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament. Lebanon with the ball coming out of that timeout with just under 3 minutes to play here in this ballgame. 45-37, the lead is 8-4, Lebanon over Mulberry Grove. Greyhounds with the ball. Ware gets to Washington. Washington, double-teamed by Heron and Hartman. Gets in the lane, kicks it out to Now. Now thought about three from the left wing, instead uses his dribble. He's around to the center circle. Kicks up his dribble, gets it, free throw line to Washington. He'll dump it off to Opal. Opal drives in, hits, and is fouled. And now hobbling is kind of hopping around as Opal might have tweaked something there, but looks like he's walking fine right now. Just shook something up a little bit on that one. And Alex Opal will get himself to the line to try and complete the three-point play. That foul goes on Mulberry Grove's Jeremy Heron. That is his second, and that is going to be the Aces' fourth foul of the quarter. Free throw up and no good by Opal. Rebound for Mulberry Grove. Hagen Hendersmeyer going to run that one down. Hagen center circle goes around the screen from Heron. He will work to his right. Now back to his left. And gets a little bit of space, so he'll just pull up and take the three, but it's no good. Ahmad Adams is going to grab the rebound for Lebanon. Adams pushes it up to Washington. Washington going to catch Epperson off his feet, but Washington can't connect on that shot. Rebound for Epperson. Epperson will pull it down as he looks to get the outlet pass out. They're going to have a timeout called, and I think Coach Barber thought that he was going to have a little trouble getting that one away, so calls the timeout. Make sure they save that possession that Mulberry Grove has just gotten away. So timeout by Mulberry Grove. We'll just go ahead and keep it right here. The Aces again trail 47-37 after that bucket by Okel. So the Aces with some work to do here in the final minute 58 of this ballgame, trailing 47-37. Again, tomorrow the Thanksgiving holiday, so we will be off from any broadcasting action for the holiday tomorrow. So, of course, from all of us at I-70 Media, we do wish everyone out there, all of our faithful listeners and followers of Vandalia Radio and I-70 Sports, we do wish you a very happy Thanksgiving with your family. So hopefully you have a lot of fun and fellowship and great food with your family. So again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at I-70 Media. But again, we'll be off tomorrow, and then we'll be back with our broadcasting on Friday. We will have the Vandalia Vandals consolation game from the Cumberland Thanksgiving tournament, and Vandalia will take on Marshall at 4:30. So we will have that game for you here on WKRV, and then we will be back here with our broadcast from Mulberry Grove for the place day on Saturday. Of course, we'll have to wait and see how things will shake out for that after some of the Friday games, but we will have that for you. So make sure you follow i70sports.com. We'll make sure we get our broadcast schedule up there so you know which games we will be doing on Saturday. Mulberry Grove with the ball coming out of the timeout. Hagen Hendersmeyer looking to drive into the lane. As he tries to get in the lane, he will be fouled. And that's going to be Kyle Mutton picking up his first foul of the game. That's 14th foul on Lebanon here in the fourth quarter. Both teams with four fouls here in the quarter, so next foul on either, we're going to be shooting free throws. Lebanon with the ball, and that's going to be Ware getting into the lane. He loops it up and good. And Devon Ware with 26 points now for Lebanon. Now Mulberry Grove pushes it up. Big outlet pass off the, big pass off the inbound as they push it up to Heron. Heron's shot is up and no good, but he is fouled. And Jeremy Heron goes to the line for two free throws. That foul is going to be on Deion Washington. That is his fourth. That's the 15th foul on Lebanon. Now a quick break here. He's going to have to get the towel out and get the sweat up off the floor. Right under the basket. Near the end line. I think we are good to go now. after housekeeping duties there, and here comes Aaron at the line for his two free throws. First one is up, and it is no good. Just a minute 33 left to go on the clock. Here's Okal going to check in for Mutton for Lebanon. So just a minute 33 left to go here in this game. 49-37, Mallory Grove trails Lebanon by 12. Second free throw up and no good by Heron. Rebound going to be grabbed by Nowd for the Greyhounds. And now he's going to have it stolen away by Hagen Hindersmeyer, and then he's going to steal it right back. And then we're going to have a whistle and a foul. And Mulberry Grove is going to pick up their fifth foul of the quarter, as Hagen Hindersmeyer just picked up his first foul of the game. Hodge is going to be up and no good on that first free throw from Kyle Nowd. Taking time to get subs in and out. Okal going to sit down for Lebanon. Adams comes back in. Heron's going to take a seat from Mulberry Grove. And Moss will come back in. Second free throw up and no good, so Nowd is going to miss both. But Lebanon's going to come away with the rebound. Ware with it down in the corner. And Coach Bennett going to call a timeout. Ware was just getting ready to break through the defenders and get free from it, but Bennett, wanting to make sure he saved the possession, is going to go ahead and call for the timeout. And again, we're just going to keep it right here, as it is going to be a full timeout by Lebanon. They take their first full of the game, and they'll stop the clock with a minute 18 to go. 49-37. It is a 12-point lead for Lebanon over Mulberry Grove. And a minute 18 to go here in the game. Well, the winner of this game will be picking up their first win of the season and then the first win of the tournament. Third and final pool play game for Lebanon here. They are 0-2 trying to get their first win, while Mulberry Grove is their second game of pool play. Well, they are trying to get their first one of the season and just their second game here. Aces will have to pull some tricks out of their book here because they trail by 12 with a minute 18 to go here in this game. Shot up and no good. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul. That's going to be the sixth foul of the quarter on Lebanon. It's going to go on Kyle Munton. That is his second foul of the game. And Connor Hartman slowly walking down to this end. I think he got, not for sure where the contact was there. I think it might have been, he might have gotten hit in the face. But he is at the free throw line, set to go now. His first free throw up and no good. Second free throw up coming here from Hartman. And it is up and good. So Hartman will make one of two. That'll make it 49-38 as the Aces cut their deficit to 11. So the Aces trail by 11, minute 11 to go here in the game. And as Lebanon trying to get the ball in, we're going to have a whistle and a foul. As Hagen Hindersmeyer going to pick up his second of the game. And that is going to be the 16th foul on Mulberry Grove here in the quarter. Devon Ware going to go to the line for Lebanon. Clock stops with a minute 9 to go. First free throw up and good by Ware. Three's are up and good as well. So Devon Ware will make both. That puts him at 28 points in the game and puts the lead back up to 13-4 in Lebanon. Here's a three up right side from Hartman. No good. Rebound going to be pulled down by the Greyhounds. Ware gets it out to Adams. Adams gets it over to Washington. He is on the right wing. He'll stand with it as we are at 52 seconds to go in the game. 51-38, Mulberry Grove trails Lebanon by 13. Here is Ware with it. He's going to be fouled by Hendricksmeyer. Hagen Hendricksmeyer picks up his third foul of the game. That's the seventh foul on the Aces here in the quarter. So they will send Devon Ware to the free throw line for two more shots. Ware is 3 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. 2-3 here in the quarter. Clock stops at 47.6 seconds to go. First free throw on the way is good. Next free throw up, and it's good as well. So Ware will make both free throws, and he is now at 30 points for the game. Ware drove with the ball. Hagen Simmons-Smile will let it roll, and he's just going to have his pocket picked by Devon Ware, who tips it away, and then Ware gets his pass across to Naud, but Hagen Hendricksmeyer going to commit the foul. That is his fourth of the game. That is the eighth of the quarter on the eighth. So here's Devon Ware back at the free throw line for Lebanon. First free throw is up to him, good. After he went 1 for 3 in his first three attempts from the free throw line, Devon Ware has now made his last 5 straight. Has another one upcoming. Substitutions now for Lebanon with 38.9 seconds to go. Elijah Hodge back in the game. Number 0, who I do not have a name for, did not have him on my roster. He's in the game for Lebanon. He will replace Washington. And it looks like number 13, who I also do not have on my roster, is set to come in the game. And I believe he's going to be for the shooter, Ware, who just made his second free throw, so he's got 32 points on the game. And makes it 55-38. From Mulberry Grove trails by 17, 30 seconds to go. Hagen Hendricksmeyer driving in, kicks it over to Heron. Heron in the lane, fights through the trees, tries to put it up. It's no good, but he is fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line 4-2. Here's Elijah Hodge with his fourth foul. Jeremy Heron at the line for 2 for the Aces. First one is up, and it is no good. Now here's number 52, Leon Johnson into the game for Lebanon. Number 4, Elijah McAllister into the game as well. And second free throw is up and good, so Heron will make 1 of 2. And that is going to make it 55-39. Aces trail by 16 with 23.2 seconds to go. Now we're going to have a timeout by Mulberry Grove. 23.2 seconds to go. And Mulberry Grove calls its final 30-second timeout of the game. Just keeping it right here for this one. And with the 16-point lead, 55-39, barring some craziness that I could never even imagine. It looks like Lebanon's going to come away with their first win of the season and finish full play at 1-2. Mulberry Grove will move to 0-2 unless we see some absolute craziness over the next 23.2 seconds that could allow Mulberry Grove to make up that 16-point deficit. Lebanon with the ball. They look to get it in. McAllister trying to get it into the unnamed number 13 player in the corner. It's going to be tipped away and out of bounds by Hagen Hendricksmeyer. Now 21.3 seconds to go in the game. Here's McAllister looking to get it in, and it's going to be kicked by Epperson. No time off the clock. So Lebanon will try and get it in again from the corner. Here's McAllister up over the top, and he throws it right to the aces, Heron. Heron gets to Heston. Hindersmeyer drives in. Shot's going to be up. A lot of contact. Nothing called there. A lot of contact from Hodge on that one. The referees let it go. Ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off of the aces. The clock will stop with 14.8 seconds to go. McAllister resets for Lebanon, trying to get the ball in. He'll get it into Hodge. Hodge is going to be wrapped up there by Heston. Hindersmeyer. Jump ball called. Possession arrow is in favor of the aces. Clock will stop with 12 and a half seconds to go. Again, still 55-39. Mulberry Grove trailing by 16. Hagen Hindersmeyer going to look to get it in for the aces. He will get it in the corner to Brother Heston. Heston gets it out to Hartman. Hartman has it tipped away, has to chase it down, and he's going to be tied up again by unnamed number 13. It never fails. First turn of the season, we always have a couple of players who we have no clue because they're not on the roster, and then they get added on. So Lebanon will have the ball. They will reset in front of their own bench with 6.9 seconds to go. They get it into the other unnamed player I don't have, number 0. And he is going to be fouled by Heston Hindersmeyer. That will be his fifth foul, so he will foul out with 4.1 seconds to go here in the fourth. That is the 18th foul on Mulberry Grove here in the quarter. So Lebanon with number 0 at the free throw line. First free throw is up and it is no good. Second one on the way. It is no good as well. Rebound for Epperson. Gets it to Hagen Hindersmeyer. And Hagen will just dribble it out as time will expire in this one. So 55-39, Lebanon with the win over Mulberry Grove. Lebanon moves to 1-2 in pool play, while Mulberry Grove will fall to 0-2. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will wrap this one up for you here on 107.1 FM, WKRV.